This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He is above the law. He has considered himself and openly referred to himself as Mr. Trump's fixer. He has played by a different set of rules, or should we say no rules at all. He has never thought that the little man, or especially women, and even more women like me, mattered. That ends now.
Wow, that's Stormy Daniels, and there is a storm over the nation over Michael Cohen, the attorney for the president, Donald Trump. So that's just part of the equation. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, part of the conversation in your backyard and mine, frankly. When we look at Stormy Daniels and the situation, the Comey interview was where Stormy Daniels' name came up again. Not that it hasn't been out there. But the porn star is talking about a couple of different things. Tom Squitieri joins us now. He's a Pentagon correspondent for Talk Media News. Hey, Tom, so Stormy Daniels' lawyer is trying to depose Donald Trump and Michael Cohen. How far do you think this goes?
Well, I think it's an interesting gambit indeed, but I have to tell you, it just plugged me in as I heard the word porn stars, Tom Squitieri, and I don't think my name had ever been introduced like that before, but thanks, I guess. Happy Monday to you. This is an interesting maneuver by her lawyer, Avenatti. Michael Avenatti is well known for his aggressive, high-profile tactics, including keeping the other client's lawyers off balance and off guard. So, Cohen, of course, is President Trump's lawyer. Now he is himself a target of investigation and in the news. So how far can it go? I just remember that President Clinton eventually had to give testimony at one point, not necessarily by Paula Jones's direct lawyers, but by those associated with Paula Jones and Monica Lewinsky cases. So there is a precedent for a sitting president to give testimony. Now, if we get that far, it's a while until we would get that far, of course.
Yeah, I love that. It's a while before we get that far. Because you're right, because that's what happens. Jurisprudence moves slowly. I know, coming from a family of lawyers, Lady Justice might be fine, but the scales take a very long time to move.
That's right.
And I guess that works in the favor of politicians sometimes. So that's part of what happens. Because the news cycle, churns them.
It runs out the clock for them, Kate. They can get out of office on some occasions, or other events overwhelm the original idea of why you want to have him or her testify or be deposed. So, yes, you're right. It does work in the favor of politicians. Going back to Michael Avenatti, this is one of his well-known tactics. And the face value of threatening to try to get somebody before them to depose them is unnerving sometimes to that potential person. So that works on a lot of different levels.
Absolutely. A lot of different levels. You said it. All right. So how about this? Syria. Now, what's the latest on that?
It's very interesting. Monday morning, poking through the rubble as my story was today. They did successfully, they meaning the United States, France, and Great Britain, successfully hit three targets in Syria, one of which was no doubt a site that had been used at one point, if not still up until recently, as a chemical weapons production plant. They would take the chemicals and put them into weapons. So, okay, that's a site that shouldn't exist. Most normal people can agree on that. The impact, however, remains somewhat elusive. Those sites are destroyed. There's other ones that they didn't go after, mostly because they were in populated areas. How long of an impact this will have is unknown. Here are a couple of X factors in it. One is that Russia, of course, the strong patriot of Syria, they may be tiring of the fact that Syria is using chemical weapons. They may put the pressure on Syria to stop or slow it down, because the bombing itself won't do it. They'll just continue to do that. So it's ironic that the West, the NATO nations, would have to rely on Russia to do what Russia promised to do several years ago, and that's to sit on Syria and make sure they don't have a chemical weapons program. The pro thing out of this, if you're a geopolitician, and that is that for the first time in the Trump administration, aggressive action was taken in concert with NATO allies, in this case France and Britain, but Germany strongly supporting it. That's a new twist in the Trump administration. And if you look at the macro image of the West versus a resurgent Russia, I guess people would say that's a good sign that the West is somewhat united.
Yeah, there you go.
Finally,
exactly, somewhat united.
The fact-finding team that was supposed to go in from the International Organization Against Chemical Weapons, they are in Syria, but here's a big surprise, he says with the ironic tone in his voice, that they haven't been denied admission yet to that site where the alleged attack took place for quote-unquote security reasons. That's somewhat spacious.
Yes, somewhat. I love that. All right, so let's go to the border deal and the National Guard troops. They should be there this week, right?
Yeah, there are some there. There's about between 200 and 300, maybe even 400 at this point, mostly from Texas. And Arizona sent 200. Texas, I think, had sent 600 by the end of the week, and about 25 or 30 from New Mexico. The big twist is California, where Governor Brown had authorized some to go to the border, but in his authorization, he specifically said they couldn't be used for anti-immigration activities and other specific points of the Trump plan. So he's given them a yes, but a yes with conditions. They're still working on that. It still seems to be a little bit disorganized because of the haste in which it happened. President Trump declared it was going to happen, and then the Pentagon had to scramble to make it happen. So you have some there. They are going to stay in facilities that exist already. California, there's a lot of military installations near the border, and likewise in Texas and the other states, particularly Arizona. So they'll stay at those facilities to minimize the cost impact. No one knows who's paying for this operation yet. They still can't figure it out. Tomorrow in Washington, Tuesday in Washington, there's a hearing on Capitol Hill. It's a routine hearing on the authorization of funds for the National Guard. I'm sure that opponents of the deployment will be able to use that hearing to question members of the leaders of the National Guard and others as to this operation and where the money's going to come from.
Yeah, wow, crazy. Hey, we only have like a minute or so left. What's new with the whole summit thing? I mean, they're trying to figure this out, right?
Yeah, that's a quiet success so far. The fact that you don't hear a lot from it is a good sign from this administration. It's a rare sign. Usually everything is tweeted and danced out in public. Again, it's moving slowly. They're targeting a late May, early June summit between Trump and the head of North Korea. I'm not sure it's going to happen, but I actually remain somewhat confident that the right moves are being made to have it happen. Now, here's the fly in the ointment. Mike Pompeo, who's been nominated for Secretary of State, is having a very tough time getting out of that committee, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's not finding the votes for it. And if you don't get through the committee, it's tough to get to the floor of the Senate.
Right.
You can still
right.
do it, but
it's tough to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, but
we're out of time. We're out of time. Sorry. Tom Squitieri, that's all right. Awesome, man. Mailbag next on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you locate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain.
In the mailbag.
Carriers.
Thanks for all the emails. As usual, a ton of emails.
Hey, have some fun.
And on that note, we will head to the mailbag. So as we dive deep, we get this one from John, who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw the story or not, because there's so much going on in D.C. and so many other things with the weather, etc. But did you happen to see this deal about the sharks that were spotted off the coast? And they say it's an incredible amount of sharks off of the waters in Nova Scotia and in Long Island. I was wondering if they knew more about it. Yeah, you know what? It's so interesting that you say that, because I'm sort of fascinated by the shark thing, you know, Shark Week and all that. And they're talking about these 1,400 basking sharks, and they're not sure what's going on. So they're trying to figure it out. They're saying that you've got them all the way up and down. That's why they made the Nova Scotia reference, because the deal is from Nova Scotia to Long Island, so that's a long swath. But they're getting all these aerial photos, and they're showing these big chunks of the population together, and they're saying how it's really strange to see the amount of them so close, and that this happened several years ago, where you had a whole bunch of sharks that were spotted around southern New England. So what is the reason? Why are they doing that? And they say they tend to gather in the summer and the fall, depending on the sea's surface and temperatures and you know, and all of that. It's really crazy to see how big these sharks look to me. Pretty big. And the other part of this is from scientific research, I guess, is what they're saying, is that these are vulnerable. These are sharks that are vulnerable because of their fins, because of liver oil, meat and liver oil. So they get hunted. So this is part of an offshoot of that, too. I don't know, crazy. And there were a lot of them off of Long Island, ton of them off of Long Island. And it's just more about studying them, I guess, and not like they're going after people. But, of course, you don't have a bunch of people that are swimming in the water right now anyway. Then I got this one from Judy who says, Kate, I know you keep up with the whole Pulitzer thing. And I'm sure you're aware that there were a couple of Pulitzers that were handed out. And I think one of them went to the Times, and I think one of them went to the Washington Post, or at least there were a couple anyway. And that's a big deal, isn't it, in the newspaper industry still, even though people are very critical of media in all kinds of forms. Yeah, the New York Times, the New Yorker, they won the Pulitzer Prize for public service, and that's for breaking the Harvey Weinstein scandal. And that started, you know, think about it, that started the whole Me Too movement, set off the whole deal over sexual misconduct in the workplace. And then the Washington Post and the Times got the national reporting category for the coverage of the Russian meddling and the presidential election and all of that. The other awards that were handed out, breaking news, went to a newspaper in Santa Rosa, California, which is kind of a little area, the Press Democrat, and they got it for the coverage of wildfires that, of course, went through the wine country and killed 44 people. It's very sad. And the Washington Post, investigative reporting for the allegations of sexual misconduct, the stories on that, against the Senate candidate Roy Moore from Alabama and how they pursued, you know, that story. So several Pulitzer Prizes. You know, it's not so easy to win a Pulitzer Prize. And, of course, especially when we're talking about the whole Weinstein thing and powerful men, entertainment, politics, and all the people that ended up falling down, like the Today Show host Matt Lauer and actor Kevin Spacey and Charlie Rose and Al Franken, and just, wow, like a whole change in course. I mean, a big, big, big change. All right, how about this one? This one is from Mac. Kate, what is going on with these storms? My goodness. I was in Minnesota, and then I was in South Dakota, and boy, they were much the same, because you weren't going much of anywhere from either of those places. It was just so brutal, the weather, the winter weather. No joke when you're talking about the amounts of snow that came down in some of the areas where I was. It's almost like winter is just hanging on so bloody long, and people are really, even in areas where they may be a little bit used to it, they're tired of it. Let's put it that way. Well, yeah, I saw all kinds of pictures, and I have friends in Minnesota, and I have friends in some of the other areas of the Midwest where they got hit by brutal weather. There were some cancellations, too, that where people were trying to fly out of certain places, but they couldn't even get out. And, yeah, a couple days of snow, it'll bum you out when you're ready for it to be gone. That first snow always looks so beautiful, doesn't it? And then when you get another week of snow and another week of snow and another week of snow, it's just too much. You get tired of it. You want the change, in seasons. So, yeah, it's time for warmer weather, and a lot of the other parts of the country are getting that warmer weather. This one is from Sam, who says, Kate, very sad that Harry Anderson died. Did you ever see him on Night Court? I've seen replays of Night Court, I think, on TV Land, and I think it was a very funny show. Even it held up in replay. And, yeah, he was 65 years old, and he was Harry Stone, the judge. But he did a lot of other things. He was a magician. He was a stand-up comic in L.A. He was on Cheers. He then was on Night Court, and that show went for a long time. That show went from 84 to 92. And in television terms especially, that is very, very, very long. He was nominated for 3 Emmys. The show was nominated for 31 Emmys. 31 Emmys. And yes, he was popular. He was funny and very popular. Partially that show, I think, really put him on the map. But even before that, he had lots of different gigs. And Marky Post, I mean, they were friends, and I think she tweeted out that it was very sad, and she's just so shocked right now that she is, you know, stunned by the news, and she'll react differently after she gets used to the fact that Harry's not here, basically. But he was found in his Asheville, North Carolina home just before 7 o'clock, and no foul play, no other details. They don't have any of that. But he was just 65 years old. I didn't think he was that old, and then I read something. I saw something from Neil Patrick Harris on Twitter where he said he was stunned by the passing of Harry Anderson. He was one of his comedy and magic inspirations, and he said they became friendly over the years. He worked at the Magic Castle in AMA and sold him a handful of great magic memorabilia. And he just said, my condolences to the family, RIP. So this was a surprise. And he lived in Asheville and loved living in Asheville, North Carolina. He had lived there for a very, very long time. All right, one quick one. This one is from James, who says, oh, Kate, this whole thing about what's happening in D.C. with Comey and the reaction to Comey and him calling the president morally unfit. I mean, this is to sell a book. We know that. Whether it's something where there's some truth into what he says or not, you've said it many times on your show, you got to sell books. You got to have something that jumps out there, or forget about it because nobody's going to pay attention if you don't have something sensational. Well, definitely he did. And we'll talk about that next. What did Comey have to say, the former FBI director? Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
So there's this banana. I can't think of that. Murphy is walking down the street to the farmer's market.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Yo, we about to get right.
Morally unfit to be president.
It's true. I mean, I'm the one who testified about it. That's how people know about it. I gave that unclassified memo to my friend and asked him to give it to a reporter. That is entirely appropriate.
Comey, Comey, Comey! Everybody's talking about the deal with the book. And it's never before told story of several things that happened in his own life. So he talked about the sort of Cosa Nostra feeling that he got from the Trump administration, in that you had to pledge this oath of loyalty to the prez, and that's what he really wanted. And Comey said, as you could hear, morally unfit to be president. That's what he said. He said he believed it was possible that the Russians were holding compromising personal info over the head of the commander-in-chief. Wow! Really? So that is not good. His book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, are really at a wild time. And, of course, there have been a whole bunch of tweets against Comey from the prez. He called him an untruthful slime ball, and a couple of other things, too. So we haven't seen this before between a FBI director, former FBI director, and a president of the United States. Not vocally and out in the open is what I'm saying. Behind closed doors, I mean, you know, who knows. But Comey did say he thought that, you know, he characterized him as someone who is able to see moral equivalence in Charlottesville, or to speak and treat women like they're pieces of meat and to lie constantly, and who appear to lack an external moral framework of religion or philosophy or history. And he said it would be less than honest to rule out the possibility that Trump has been compromised by one of the United States' primary foreign adversaries, and we are talking about the Russians. So there's now a lot of scuttlebutt on the allegations and the interpretations, and the bottom line is this, I think personally it will sell books because of the salacious nature, certainly, of it. And Comey said he was surprised when he was fired. He said he was very, very surprised that that happened, and he talked about it, and you know, kind of just covered the gamut of what happened and how he felt. And, you know, he did an hour-long interview with George Stephanopoulos, and he talked about, you know, what people have said after. He talked about the Hillary Clinton emails and the investigation into that. And he talked about the relationship with the president and what has happened since then. And he especially, as I already mentioned, likened President Trump to a mob boss and said that he was unethical and untethered to truth. Trump says he is slippery and he's the worst FBI director in history. I mean, here's the bottom line. Does much come of this? So James Comey, the former FBI director, kind of getting that public spotlight, does that, what's being said in the book, does that have any kind of sway? It's a 290-page book, and a lot of it does have to do with the president, of course. Not the whole thing, but a lot of it has to do with that. So does it move a needle in any kind of direction? I think it just keeps the conversation going, especially about Russia and what's happening in D.C. and the presidency and whatnot. But I don't know that it puts any kind of different pressure that's not already there. So whatever's already being talked about, whatever's happening as far as the investigation, I don't see anything. I don't see anything changing with that. I don't think it's like a game over kind of moment. I think it's we're selling books and we're talking about it, and we're going to get reaction from the president, and Comey's going to get reaction all the way around from what he said to Stephanopoulos in the comments that you just heard and what's being pumped out there. I mean, that's just the bottom line on it, right? So, while that is happening with the book, you had a judge that rejected, and this was a big deal, you had a federal judge who really threw a blow to Michael Cohen, the president's personal lawyer. Judge Kimba Wood of the Federal District Court in Manhattan denied an attempt by Cohen and President Trump to stop prosecutors from reviewing the materials that the FBI seized from his office, from his house and hotel room last week. Cohen's legal team had asked for a temporary restraining order so they could review the files and then turn over to prosecutors those that were responsive or non-privileged items, is what they're calling them. But one of the things the judge did do was order the government to create a database of what was taken from the lawyer and share it with his legal team, so they're not closed out of it. They know what was taken, and so therefore there could be responses, I'm sure. And what Wood said is she had confidence in the U.S. Attorney's Office and how they're handling the case, but said there might be a role for a special master to ensure the perception of, you know, fairness. So that is kind of an interesting twist. Cohen is under investigation for criminal conduct that centers on his personal business dealings and this bank fraud violations of campaign finance law. The $130,000 payment, it goes back to Stormy Daniels again, is one of the things the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking into. Now, there are certain limits to attorney-client privilege, including if the discussions were not centered on legal advice. So what is going to happen here is anyone's guess, because it's the legal interpretation, and that's why the fight on all sides of it to try to put out the fire in either direction, I suppose. But whatever legally is decided is what the bottom line is. And I don't think there is going to be much of a push. But remember, you have several courts, so there's always the appeal process. And I think that the appeal process could happen, and it could go, depending on what the ruling is, it could go all the way up. And speaking of all the way up, so we mean the robes that are the Supreme Court. And this is big. Consumers nationwide, meaning you and me, that's all of us, anyone listening to my voice, unless you're listening from another country, which there, I have lots of listeners in other places. So hello to all of you on the islands, a big hello, because we're being heard on a lot of different islands. Some night I'll go through it. We'll island hop. Anyway, in the U.S., consumers would pay more for what they buy online if South Dakota gets its way before the Supreme Court in a case that's going to be argued. On Tuesday, the justices will decide whether to overturn 50 years' worth of rulings that forbid states from imposing sales taxes on whatever their residents could buy, whatever they buy, from out-of-state retailers. So that would... ending that ban would could bring millions of dollars in new revenue to states, and that would affect, think about that, think of Amazon. President Trump tweeted in April that Amazon pays little or no taxes to state and local governments, and that's not totally correct because of other sales taxes for all their facilities, etc., but it doesn't matter. The... if they do start this, then it would change what would happen for some of these stores. The Supreme Court ruled that states cannot force mail order catalog companies, this was back in the 60s, to collect sales taxes unless a buyer lived in a state where the company had a physical presence, a retail store, a headquarters, distribution center, that kind of thing. Because they said that the volume of mail order business was minor. That was then, this is now, compared to in-store sales, and catalog companies would face too big a burden having to figure out the correct sales tax. Well, that may be plopped right on Amazon. That really could be plopped right on their lap. And, you know, the whole thing with South Dakota, online companies are more present in the South Dakota economy than most of the state's physically present retail business. The internet makes it possible for out-of-state sellers to reach consumers with virtual storefronts and smartphones, get it any time of day. You know what? It's still not going to change how people do it. I just don't believe it will. Convenience, convenience, convenience. Right? And if you remember, somebody just reminded me of this. It wasn't until the mid-90s that Jeff Bezos, who was selling books out of his garage. Did you know that? Mr. Billionaire Amazon dude. He was selling books out of his garage, and he described himself as a pipsqueak in comparison to Barnes and Noble. Boy, it didn't take long for that to change, right? Didn't take long. And there's a lot of companies that aren't thrilled by this because they don't want to see it happen because of what they would have to do. Imagine having to go through all of that. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch this whole internet tax deal. We'll keep you abreast of what's happening. Hang with us. Tail end of the show. Odds and ends on the flip side. When I come alive, like a kid so running wild.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Until 1992, which is a great run by any kind of sitcom. Hey, here we are at the tail end of the road. It was the tail end of the road, sadly, for Harry Anderson, who was just 65, found dead in his North Carolina home by police on Monday morning. He was like that funny, good-natured sort of guy in real life, and he played that kind of character in the show. So a lot of cast members are coming out. John Larroquette summed up his feelings about Harry Anderson. He said, heart sick. He tweeted that out. Marcia Warfield, who came onto Night Court a couple of years after it started, she was the bailiff. She said, she was just so sad. Left a tearful kind of video on her Facebook page that she filmed in the front seat of her car when she heard the news. Just sad reactions, of course, because, they're surprised. Marky Post, I mentioned this before, but if you just tuned in, said, I'm devastated. I'll talk about you later, Harry, but for now I'm devastated. And it's always a surprise, I think, when you think someone in their 60s, and a lot of details weren't releasing this, just that they found him and they didn't suspect any kind of foul play or whatnot. This is a section we like to call odds and ends, and there certainly were a lot of things that we'd throw into this. And this means something that you're going to hear and go, what? Are you kidding me? No. How about this one? This freaked me out. I mean, just freaked me out. This New Jersey woman was infected with E. coli. She sued over this romaine lettuce, and she said she spent 2 weeks in the hospital. Well, we know that's certainly possible. This is what freaked me out. She filed the lawsuit against Panera Bread, and the distributor is Freshway Foods, and then the growers in Yuma, Arizona, they had tainted romaine. I mean, they're trying to trace it. So she's one of seven people in Jersey whose case was linked to this E. coli outbreak. It's the first lawsuit, I think, filed in federal court after there was an announcement the outbreak had sickened like 35 people in 11 states. So that's not good for Panera. See how this works. Panera needs lettuce. They order lettuce. The lettuce comes from somebody in Arizona or someplace else, some other farm. It's tainted because of how it's processed, and that is not good. E. coli is a bad thing. Oh, it's a bad thing. And this woman started to feel sick 3 or 4 days afterwards. And it's potentially life-threatening. There's people that have died from this because you can get kidney failure. Sometimes people don't know. They're so sick, and they die. And we certainly have heard that. I think the whole E. coli thing is very, I don't think, it's freaky to me. All right, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this yet. She's a woman that I thought had a lot of class. I've met her a few times, and I'm talking about the former First Lady, Barbara Bush. She is ill and not doing well. And you think of the images of the Bush family and how often she was, as they say, front and center. So it's also stirred some debate, Barbara Bush's story, because it's the end of life, and that's how they're saying this. And there is, you know, she declined treatment for the life-threatening illness. You know, when you sign, I'm not going to seek any other medical treatment or whatever, she's 92 years old, and that was what she wanted. So she's in failing health, and she's not getting any more medical treatment. She's surrounded by family at their Houston home while she's getting what they call comfort care. And that starts the conversation about, well, what is that, and why is she not getting treatment? And I think you respect that. When you know, you know. In this case, that's what I'm saying. She's saying that. She knows how she feels. And, you know, this is a former first lady who was the wife of George H.W. Bush, served as a first lady from 1989 to 93. And as I mentioned, she's had a whole bunch of hospitalizations. And her face is so familiar to so many of us because of her son also becoming the president and being in Washington for a long time and her family being there. You saw lots of Barbara Bush, especially, of course, when they were in the White House, but even when they immediately were out of the White House, the same thing. She was very, very present, let's put it that way, very present. All right, I've mentioned briefly, and I'm going to say it again, it was ridiculous. The snowy weather was just crazy this last couple of days, really April 14th. So there was this cute couple that in South Dakota that purposely made their wedding for April thinking, you know, it's going to be okay. We could have kind of a springish wedding at this meadow barn and these orchards in Harrisburg in South Dakota. But it didn't work out. So 14 inches of snow later, 50-mile-an-hour winds, 30 degrees, yeah. They did take pictures in the snow, however, and it actually looked very pretty. A wintry wedding. They married in the record snowfall. Believe me, they did not stay outside for very long. They just took a few They just took a few pictures, let's put it that way, and it looked pretty clever, actually. But not the spring weather that they thought they were going to get. It's unpredictable. That's what we would say. What do you want? It's unpredictable. That's the bottom line, right? Of course. All right, in the meanwhile, it's interesting, in talking sports for a second, we're going to invade the man cave. The laboratory testing they've been doing on helmets, this is the National Football League's attempt to say, oh, no, we're worried about concussions. So they said that 10 different helmet models are unsafe for the upcoming season, that it performs poorly, they don't want the players to use them. 6 of the helmet models are banned immediately. 4 others, including the one used by Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, can still be used by players who wore them last year, but they can't be worn by new players. Because you're trying to figure out the helmets that best reduce head impact, but the severity of it anyway, under different test conditions, what the NFL player would experience. I don't know if you're Tom Brady, hey, it's not mandatory, but we don't think your helmet is the best. But you go ahead, you keep wearing it. I don't know, they talk to me about it like that. I'm sort of thinking, you know what, I don't want this helmet. I have plenty of money. Let's design a new one. Let's do whatever. And how about this for odds and ends? Desi Linden became the first American woman to win the Boston Marathon in 33 years. 33 years. That's huge. And she made her charge at mile 21. She broke away from a really powerful Kenyan runner especially. And how about that? Heavy rain. She finished 2 hours, 39 minutes, 54 seconds. Wow. And she was fourth in the marathon last year and second in 2011. She just said, I love this city. I love this race. It's storybook. I'm thrilled to be here. So that's a nice, nice win. And she showed up and waited early at the race for Shalane Flanagan, the 2017 New York City Marathon champ, who, was there to catch up to the rest of the pack. And you could see she had, like, no emotion. I mean, she was emotional, but she had no words. The conditions were tough. 30,000 runners, temperatures in the 40s, heavy rain and wind. Could you think you could run a marathon? Could you really run a marathon? I can answer you that question. I could not run a marathon. We trail out with this. Thank you so much for listening to ATN. Far away over the sea, those far away places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling, calling me. Going to China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.